And it's time to talk city building. Shout out to Annika Schmidt, director of Windsor Law Center for Cities. City building is exactly that, you know, conversations about what makes a city work. And it's amazing how sports brings people together. You know, parents talking at their kids' hockey game, chatter around the baseball diamond at Little League. I passed by the basketball courts in front of the Water World at 400 Wyandotte East, and there were a group of young Muslim women playing basketball, and I could go on and on, but sports is a huge part of what brings people together and ties our community together, whether playing, supporting a friend or family member who plays, or just going out to see the game and have a good time. As someone who is not known as a sports guy, I've always valued what sports brings to a community, the connection, the lifting up, the importance, a huge part of any city's story. It is our sports team. And I was just reading a Facebook post last night on the Windsor Express Facebook page as the season came to an end. And it read, "Thank you, fans. When the doors opened to the arena for the first home game, ball was finally back. From the first tip-off to the last, you cheered loud and proud. We felt the energy in the arena during every minute of the games, from the noisemakers to the Go Express Go chants. Although the season did not end the way we intended, there are many milestones to celebrate." I know I could feel the buzz online with people pumped to watch the game and joining us on the phone right now to talk about the importance of sports in the community. President and CEO of two-time NBL Canada champions, the Windsor Express, Dartus Willis. Dartus, it's great to talk to you. Good morning.
Dan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. It's awesome talking to you as always. So Windsor Express, like you said, you know, maybe the season didn't end the way we intended, but there are so many milestones to celebrate. And like all sports, you know, basketball and the Express got derailed by the pandemic the last bit. How has this last season been? Are fans as hungry as the team coming out of COVID-19?
Well, you know what? It was just surreal that the fans showed up in the stands the way that in a way that we didn't expect, whether it was the babies to the 75-year-old seniors, they came out and enjoyed basketball, man, and they really supported the team this year. They were glad to be out. They were glad to be out in the community, man. So I felt good about what we did this year, felt good about the people that we had missed for 2.5 years, man. So, you know, it was a special time to be back, and the fans came out big this year.
I'm so happy to hear that, too. And if you can, Dartus, can you give just a bit of history of the Express? I mean, the level the Express is at, because the team is just packed with such talented players.
Well, you know what? It's so special to be playing pro basketball and have our own pro team in Windsor. I think sometimes we forget that, you know, our neighbors in Detroit have five pro teams. We have one pro team, and we're excited about it, but we forget it a little bit. But this level of basketball is NBA G League. We've played the Toronto Raptors 905. We play the Pistons Drive team in the fall. But it's the same NBA G League level that's been celebrated for years, sometimes called the D League. But it's pro players that have graduated out of college and went and played pro all around the world. And they come from high-level schools, and you know, they get to get paid to do what they love. And anytime you are getting paid to play, you know, it brings something special to the table. And so that level of sports where you have grown men doing what they love, you know, it brings a special energy to the city.
And it's amazing that we note that, too. Do you think people get the importance of what it means to have a team of that caliber here in Windsor?
You know what? Windsor makes you earn everything you get coming into the community. And so that level of appreciation, we see it rising consistently, and we just have to keep working very hard just so we can earn a fan, as we say, raise a fan and earn a fan one at a time. And so that's what we have to continue to do. And for 9 seasons, we've done it. And going into our 10th year next year, we got to keep earning our fans one at a time. And, you know, it's a special place, a hard road, but you just keep going.
And it's amazing. And I know your story, too. You're originally from Michigan. And how did you and how did the Express end up here?
I'm a Detroit boy.
Yeah,
and,
you're a Detroit boy.
Across the border every day.
How did you end up here, and how did the Express end up here as well in Windsor?
Well, you know what? My best friend started the Pro League 10 years ago, and he asked me to come and work with him on his strategic plan for the league. And I came out to work with him, and I saw that the Windsor market was open, And I was semi-retired, so I said, you know what, why don't I start a pro basketball team? And didn't realize what I got myself into. And here it is 10 years later. I'm fighting to ensure that the Windsor Express is a core and a key pillar in Windsor, in the community, in basketball. So.
And, you know, it is so important, too. Why is it? And obviously, people are united in basketball for the love of the game. That's first and foremost, the talent and the love of the game. But why is it so important for a city to have a team like Windsor Express?
Well, you know what? And it's been proven over and over again that we love to play as humans. And when you see a sport take place, you get to see something special. You get to relive memories when you play, for example, whether it's soccer, hockey, basketball, and you're reliving a lot of the memories that you have, whether it's through a fan or whether you're working the game or participating. But you're reliving those special things, and you can become part of that team in some way. And so that connection allows us to be a part, both the team and the community, together. And so that's why it's so important. It allows us to engage. And whether, again, it's one sport or the other, we become a part of that team, and we end up pulling for something. And as humans, we just love to be a part of that sports scene. And so that's what's happening right now. Whether it's the Spitfires, the Express, or whatever it is, we love being a part of sports. And right now, I'm enjoying it. From a different seat. The fans enjoy it from another seat. But as you look at the landscape of what sports does, if you look at what it's done for Detroit, you know, I look back and at the Palace was a fantastic, beautiful place. And they decided to move that place downtown. Mm-hmm. And they moved it downtown because people in the core of the city engage and love, and our sports team are a part of our community. And we want to see that in an atmosphere such as the urban setting. And so sports, while five teams in Detroit, we have none in our downtown core. And so I think when you look at what a team does, it brings the community together. We celebrate before the game, after the game, and it has it's rooted in love, a connection, and community. And so that's what a sports team really means to our community and to our city.
And, you know, you brought up, the Pistons moved from, they had the gorgeous arena of the Palace of Auburn Hills, and they moved it downtown. Can we talk for a minute, if it's okay, about the Barn? Because I know you and so many of us were disappointed when your bid to revitalize the Barn and bring the Windsor Express there was denied by the city. What was your vision for the Barn?
Well, you know what? If you really love Windsor, if you really understand Windsor, you understand that the Barn is an intricate part of our fiber of the community of Windsor. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a memory in there. And so my vision for the Barn was simple. Put it back, give it back to the community, and let it rebirth and let it be a part of our growth and development of our urban setting. And so that project itself was about, not about the Express, it was about giving it back to the community. It gave us a home as well, but it also gave it back to the community and rebirthed it. When you look at all the different events that have happened in that building, you would be remiss to pass over not developing that as you develop the Windsor core. And so, again, the vision is putting it back in the community's hand, opening it up to the community, allowing it to be what it was for so many years, to be a part of the downtown core. And so that's all I wanted to do is give back to the community, give it to the Windsor Express, and provide it to as an opportunity for the other kids that may be missing out on that fiber that has been known for all of us for so long.
Right. Needs to be accessible. Did you ever get a reason why it was denied, Dartus?
You know what? There was a lot of chatter both with myself and the mayor, and a lot happened in the media. And I think that's probably not the proper channels to really play of what truly is going on or happening. But to be honest, the clear answers were never laid out properly. I think, without stepping on his toes or the city's toes or anybody's toes, I think we missed an opportunity to really grow our downtown core. And I think we just need to revisit it and really put it back on the table. I think everybody wants to see Windsor succeed. And I think if you really want to see Windsor succeed, we'd find a way to come back together to put it back on the table. And without blaming or pointing fingers or no answers, let's find a way to put it out there. Because at the end of the day, if we have a game or there's a community event or a concert or anything that happens, people are going to eat. They're going to go to the bars. They're going to walk. It becomes a walking setting. And so whatever we do, we need to get it back on the table.
I love that. I 100% bang on. Our mutual friend, Annika Smith, who's the director of Windsor Law Center for Cities, sent me a post from the desk of Dartus Willis. And in it, you say basketball has long been described as a beautiful, athletic, and powerful team game. In Windsor, we know it's more than just a game. It's about community. It's about hard work. It's about family. And it's about rallying a city behind one cause to cheer as loud as you can. And I love that. You got me all pumped up just reading it. But, I know you've been connecting with the community, in which is what so much of what this is about. And recently connected with a few schools, most recently L'École Elementaire L'Envolée, to help families to be able to bring their kids to the games. I know you donated 150 tickets to the school, and in exchange asked parents who were able to make a donation to fund and replace the basketball hoops in the schoolyard. Why is this kind of community connection important to you?
Well, you know what? When I first walked into the community 10 years ago, there was a lady sweeping on the street, and I was just doing Dartus, asking questions and seeing if I could make a connection. And she says, if you want to make it big, connect to the community in every way. And, she was just being straightforward, honest, no filter at all. And I understood that already, but it was validated through her communication. And so what I've done and what I'll continue to do is make the community a part of this fiber of the team, and it just helps with the health of basketball. It helps with the health of community building. If you really understand what community building is, you'll connect sport through that fiber and make sure that it's a part of what you do. So the community for us is so important. We started a nonprofit 8 years ago to make sure that our goals and objectives of a team are truly brought to fruition by making sure we have an institution that was specifically targeted to the community. And our nonprofit has done such an exceptional job at tying those, the have and have nots, with sport and community. And so we're going to continue to do it. It raises eyebrows. It raises visions. And, It really makes you feel good when you do your part of community building.
Absolutely. Well, Dartus, we'll end it there. I really appreciate everything you do. Much love to you and the Windsor Express. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Appreciate you, Dan. Keep doing the good work, man. And thanks again for the invite. We'll talk soon. You guys need anything, I'm never hidden. You can always find me.
Done and done. Thank you so much. Dartus Willis, CEO and president of Windsor Express. Support local sports. So important.